Welcome to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Anna Fulmer. Thank you so much for tuning in. We would love to hear your thoughts. Tell us what you think by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Good or bad, it just needs to be honest. Your reviews help keep us on the air. Now, without further ado, on to the show. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Imperfectly Empowered Podcast. Today, we have the dynamic duo of Adam Joblin and Dr. Rob Kelly on the show. Adam and Dr. Rob are world-renowned addiction experts, as well as recovered alcoholics who team up to host the life-changing annual NeuroHero Conference in San Antonio, Texas, where brains meet science to rewire for success. Adam is a best-selling author, certified recovery mentor, and passionate about helping people break free from addiction to ignite the hero within. He has served over 9,000 clients through his high-level coaching program called The Hero Project. Dr. Rob Kelly is a world-renowned psychologist and neuroscience expert who has helped over 8,000 clients recover their lives from the disease of addiction and experience positive, lasting change. Here to share their neuroscience expertise and how you can retrain your brain for success. Welcome, Dr. Rob and Adam. Well, it is so lovely to have both of you on the show. For those of you listening and watching, if you have not yet listened to the episode where I interviewed Dr. Rob, you do not want to miss that one. We really dove deep into the science of addiction, self-sabotage as the underlying problem, our external addictions as the outer problem. It was an excellent episode. Maybe one of these days we'll have to get Adam on for his own episode as well. But what's really cool about this conference that you guys host, I gave an introduction, the NeuroHero Conference. I was taking a look at it. It is, wow, it's an amazing, amazing program that you guys have put together. But what I think really packs a punch is the fact that not only are you both experts in neuroscience, but you've walked the walk. You're both recovered alcoholics per your messaging, your story. And I'm curious to hear from your perspectives as you have gotten to know each other. What are the through lines, the similar through lines in both of your stories, and where are your stories different, and how have you learned from each other? Because, right, isn't this the power of recovery, is when you start to network and get those real life human resources and accountability. So I'd love to hear your perspective on that, similarities, differences, and what you have learned from each other, hence this program. That's just an incredible.
Sure. Go first. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll go first. So we met Adam on a podcast, like celebrity podcast. It's a closed meeting. I was speaking on there and they got talking. So first of all, you have to realize that I don't really mix outside my job. I'm not a people person, despite the thousands of people I've helped. So when I met Adam, I remember flying over there for the first time. I've been a bit nervous because I've seen this guy, on TV and online, like he's this powerhouse. And he was waiting for us, and he came out and he hugged me, but he hugged my wife just as much. And it was just like, oh my God, it makes you feel as if you're the most important person in Florida when I went there. But the other thing that he's had an effect on my life, not only his actions, which align with mine, and that is, it's not about money, it's about you, is his physique. So I was about 350 pounds when I first met him. His physique, along with a patient that we were seeing that had a great physique, but not as good as Adam's.
Did you just ask him to take his shirt off first? Were you like, hi, nice to meet you, take your shirt off?
No, I would do mine. I don't think Adam would, but yeah. So that had such a profound effect that I went on to lose 150 pounds over the last 18 months or so. So that encouraged me, and just an absolutely gentleman and knowledgeable. And, we share clients all the time because I think, and I'm not just saying this because I really wouldn't be here, neither would Adam, I think he's the greatest in the world of what he does, especially from his background, what he does today. He's held in high profile in my house and high esteem with the family. I couldn't ask for a better friend, podcast host, and, colleague and partners going into this. Absolutely amazing.
My turn. Let me take the ball. Now this is never to blow smoke, and this is never because I love Dr. Rob. So truth be told, Dr. Rob has some years. He's a little bit older than me. He's a little more ahead of me. So not only is he a brother, but he's like a big brother and a mentor in many ways. And also, I also like to stay in my lane, which is I would never want anyone to think that I'm an expert in neuroscience. That's not my, that is exactly where I lean on Dr. Rob. And I have a profound respect for the medical profession. So I'm not a doctor. I am not a doctor. You know what I mean? I have a profound respect. And Dr. Rob went through the school of hard knocks to get to where he was. I mean, he went through the school of hard knocks, the ups, the downs, the trials, the tribulations. Anything that I had seen was really self-inflicted, but not from the streets, not hardships like Dr. Rob went through. It was nothing like that. Mine was way more of an emotional journey. Way more of insecurities and not knowing my place in the world and being confused and just being lost. So I really love and admire Dr. Rob for his tenacity and his perseverance of what he went through. And, you know, when we, to give you, I can't break confidentiality. It would be really unprofessional of me. But I had seen Dr. Rob on a very famous TV show years before I even got sober called The Doctors. And Dr. Rob had helped a client get sober that paved, you know, I got sober in 2006. So it was before Instagram. It was before smartphones. We were still all on, you know, Nextel time, but texting wasn't even a thing yet.
Yeah.
And you know, people in rehab were like Colin Farrell or Britney Spears, or they were on the cover of People magazine and In Touch. And it looked they looked like the losers. You know what I mean? Because I was a drinker. You know, I was like, you know, these guys can't handle it. But he, when I had was in rehab, he had helped a client that's a very, very world-renowned, famous client get sober. And this guy I admired and I liked, and he was a superhero in his own way. And it gave me this idea and this faith of like, oh, I could do this too.
Mm.
So you know, you never know the ripple effect of what's going to happen in life. You just never know, you know what I mean? And at that time, I didn't know that Dr. Rob had helped him on his path to recovery. I found that out right before I had met him. But then, like Dr. Rob said, I was invited into we call it a non-sanctioned celebrity meeting. You know, so you have all these A-list celebrities, and it's to protect everybody's anonymity. And Dr. Rob was the speaker, and he blew me away. And I had a client that was a little above and beyond my pay grade. You know what I mean? Like I love what I do. I'm great at what I do. I'm proud of what I do. But this young man, not young, but this man needed some more help. He needed some more direction. So I called Dr. Rob. I got his number and I said, look, I'm working with this guy, laid the whole thing out. And I said, he's a little much, you know, this is a little above what I can do.
Yeah.
Would you mind taking him? And Dr.
Which Robert, is, let's just pause for a second. The best coaches have coaches, right? Yeah. Like, let's just hone in on that for a minute. And I know that Rob would say the exact same thing. It's like, you want to be a mentor, then you need to have a mentor. So let's just like highlight that right there.
Yeah. And anyway, Dr. Rob was so kind. And he said, look, I'll tell you what, I'll have a meeting with the guy. He said, but if I feel like I can help him, you know, he said, I'm going to give him my analysis. I'm going to give him my testing. But if I can feel like I can help him, then we'll do it together. The only way I'll do this is if we do it together and you'll be the boots on the ground. And I'm, you know, and we took on that one client and it was amazing. You know what I mean? We transformed this guy's life within a year, like from here to here. And then we duplicated it over and over and over. And what I love about Dr. Rob, it's hard for me not to talk about Janet, his wife, if you've never met him, but I'll try to keep it on Dr. Rob, is, you know, the word authenticity is thrown around way too much. It's just thrown around now. You know what I mean? With social media and memes.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. Jeremy, Dr. Rob is, he is who he is, who he is, who he is. And I can't tell you, when you have somebody that comfortable in his own skin, it rubs off on you.
Yeah.
You know? So that would be the main thing that I would want to say. I mean, he's truly the most authentic person I know.
I love that. What would, Adam, what would you say your expertise is?
Yeah. So look, I can't even explain it, but I really was genetically born to be a coach. And it's strange to say that in today's world, because now everybody wants to be one. And that, I don't understand it personally, because, you know, I never wanted to be Coach Phil Jackson. I wanted to be Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? I didn't want to be Bill Belichick. I wanted to be Tom Brady. I wanted to be the star. I didn't want to be the guy on the sidelines helping. Do you know what I mean? So it's a weird paradigm shift, but like, my expertise is really breaking people to freedom. You know what I mean? And removing the roadblocks and taking them through their hero's journey so they could truly, truly find redemption. And I love it. It's my life's work. It's my life's career. It's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, Dr. Rob, what would you say, like, when you are partnering with Adam, what do the two of you uniquely offer for somebody? Because this is going to translate you guys into the conference. This is why I'm asking these questions, because I love seeing the partnership here. But Dr. Rob, I would love to hear, like, where in your perspective do you two kind of fall into your sweet spot?
I think it's because we both bring something different to the table. You know, it's like I'm working with a psychologist that doesn't, you know, get me. So I know the Heroes Projects is... fully back. That's amazing. You know, the way it changes people. And of course, I hit the neuro side, the neuroscience of getting someone from A to Z when they've only ever been from A to C. So Adam's side, my side, complements each other amazingly, because I don't have another coach that I work with. I'm very selective who I work with. I just won't work with anybody, even though I've had loads of offers. So it says a lot for me to trust Adam with not only my patients, but vice versa, me with his clients. And it's just a pure complementary duo act that covers everything. I mean, not just addiction, it covers everything of being the person that you want to be. Like, I can bring what Adam brings. This is the great part. I don't know what Adam does. He does something amazing with clients. When I say I don't understand some of it. It's that amazing. And I also bring something amazing. So I think together we've cracked the code. I really believe we've cracked the code.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, the actual website, which of course we'll include in the link, but it's the NeuroHero Conference. And I'm curious, when you created the conference, for somebody who is interested in this concept of retraining your brain to succeed and using our thoughts and our emotions as they affect our behaviors and tapping into that to reprogram our lives, what do you specifically bring in this content for attendees? Meaning, if you're talking to somebody in the street, why they should come to the NeuroHero Conference, what is it exactly that they're getting when they come? Specifically, what kind of content do you get?
Doc, you're with me. Okay, so here we go. Buckle your seatbelt. You know, we're blessed that in today's world, neuroscience and the way the brain works is starting to become more normal conversation. So you have one of the leading doctors and the leading doctor in addiction and alcoholism in neuroscience teaching you about the brain, how to change neural pathways. Dr. Rob can speak about the brain in ways that I can't. You know what I mean? The amygdala, like I can't, I don't even know. You know what I mean? But he's explaining to you scientifically what's going to happen to you along the way. At the same time, giving you his testimony, exercises, and he's a completely transparent, and it's a lot of interaction. Meanwhile, you're also going to bring in my expertise of the coaching, right? And then you're going to go through the hero's journey, and you're going to watch how the neuroscience backs what the hero's journey and that full transformation is. So you get 2 days of interaction, exercises, the brain science, two different personalities that both are entertaining, charismatic, that are going to keep your attention. We fill it in with some speakers so you can also have some breathing room and hear some other people's ideas and philosophies. And you bring this in and look, anyone that tells you, oh, I knew this, I knew that, that everything in life is a risk. Everything in life is a risk. We did the first one and we got about 90 people in. We were still very happy. You know what I mean? We had the speakers, we had the stages. On the second day, the news came. We didn't have PR agents. We had nothing like that. Jimmy, like the word around town started finding us. And we saw after, like, there's something here.
Mm-hmm.
There's really something here. So the first one, it was in my backyard in Boca Raton, Florida. And now we're going to Dr. Rob's backyard in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, it's like a battle of the southern states here. You guys are so confident in the life-changing experience that per the website, you offer a full refund if your life doesn't change. So you say, get ready to be inspired and empowered at the NeuroHero Conference. If it doesn't change your life, we'll refund your money. Tell me what attendees are saying when they leave. I mean, that's a bold statement. And I love it. I love it. Tell me what people are saying when they leave. How is it changing their life 48 hours and they go home and they feel ready to take action?
Well, the mind's been changed and the connection to a higher power, spiritual Uncle Jimmy, which means over the weekend your DNA changed. I mean, that's one of the things that everybody says. I walk different, act different. It was, you know, obviously amazing. And we've offered money back guarantees ever since we started. No one's claimed it yet, but it's still there. You know, I mean, money back in your ticket, I'll give you $500. That's how confident we are, because when you follow direction of me, Adam and I, and the speakers that we present, we've got some major speakers that's going to be presenting to you guys. You have no choice but to change. You have no choice to walk out there. Adam says it, amazing Clark Kent, Superman. You're going to walk out that believing, truly believing, not just everyone wants to be a millionaire, write down everyone wants to be a millionaire, shout all that crap that we see at conferences. We're going to guarantee that when you walk out, you're going to become a millionaire. If that is your success story, my success story at one time was money. If I could just get like $10 million in the bank, everything would be good. Have a guess what? I did, and I'm still miserable. My success story today is having both of my daughters back in my life today and be able to work with people and hold conferences like this. But we never got a negative feedback of everyone. Because, hey, guys, give it us. You know, we're grown men. You know, we can take it. But it's just we're saying and teaching things that nobody else is. And the reason we can say that is because we've looked at our programs, we've looked at others' programs. And to be honest with you, and Anna, you probably know this, the guys that are out there teaching other people, they've come through us. They've come to our program, you know, to be that person. We're the real deal. Nobody else offers a money-back guarantee on the conference being terrible or not changing. Nobody does, because you will change. I guarantee it will change.
What would you say is one of the greatest differences between your conference and somebody else's? What is the practical difference somebody is going to experience in this 48 hours than in a 48-hour conference somewhere else?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So let's break it down. It's what Dr. Rob really said, but I want to break it down to you. So I've been to a lot of conferences. Dr. Rob and I know some of the best speakers and influential minds there are, right? A lot of times it's about changing your state, getting you to a really excited state, right? It's about affirmations and saying these affirmations out loud. It's about doing these exercises, right? And basically what you're doing is you're getting a very big, big rah-rah and a jolt of energy. But you're not changing the belief, the core belief that will actually take you from Clark Kent to Superman. That's why when you take the neuroscience, what's really going on in the brain, and actually track it through the hero's journey, right? The separation from the old life, the initiation into who you're going to become, and the return home, okay? What's happening is, yeah, you're going to change your state. Yeah, you're going to change your focus. Yeah, you may change your languaging. And yeah, you may even change how you feel at that minute, but you're going to keep these things. You know what I mean? These are going to be embedded in your brain. Like, think about it. Neuroscience. You're dealing with what leading doctor in neuroscience. So it's in your brain. It's not just changing how you feel for those 2 days. Feelings leave as, listen, 20 minutes from now, I could be pissed off. An hour and a half mm-hmm. later, I could be happy. Feelings mm-hmm. are fleeting, but belief systems, core belief systems stay. That's why we yeah. really, really love this program. And it's, you know, look, we didn't just decide to have conferences. You know what I mean? We started with clients together in 2019, 2020, and it wasn't one, it was one after we saw this process duplicate, triplicate. We were like, this is, there's something really powerful here. Let's bring it to the masses.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you haven't expressly said this, but I think this is probably all over that 48 hours because I've interviewed Dr. Rob. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm guessing you guys do really well, what you just said is emotion is like motivation, right? It's like I have clients, you know, fitness nutrition I coached for several years, and they were like, how do I stay motivated? Well, motivation isn't tangible, right? It's reliant on emotions, which, you know, come and go like the sea. What you need is discipline. And that requires not only a change in belief system, but then also practical strategies that you can integrate into your life because you can believe something and not act on it. And so that idea of not only do you change what you believe, but then that is going to change your behavior as well and giving people tools. So I'm guessing, I don't want to make assumptions, but I'm guessing there are practical takeaways and tools that people are leaving with to start changing the behavior that aligns with the changed belief system. Is that accurate?
100% accurate. 100%, that's exactly what we're going to do. No point in going away from that, not being able to change or not being able to go on and do great. Right. The people that come to this conference have been chosen to come. We have chosen them. So you don't have to be there. And believe it, we don't do this for the money. We'll be lucky if we'll make $100 profit off this because we're going to put such a great show on. We just want to educate people. We want to have the life that we have. And if it's money for you guys, great. And if it's relationships, we say God, family, discipline, action. God, family, discipline, action is what we need. Mm-hmm. Or God first, or higher power, or Uncle Jimmy. You need to have a spiritual connection and energy from the brain, mind over matter. The brain's matter. So if we can program the mind to connect, then the mind can run the brain. So can you have a great day every single day? If you do your morning work, the mind will pick that up and distribute across the neural pathways. And different parts of the brain, like the basal ganglia, the hypothalamus, the amygdala, three major players for alcoholism and addiction. Once we get them programmed every day, it's impossible not to be great. I mean, it literally is impossible because people don't believe. Because of childhood trauma, people think in the past, somebody somewhere, and if you're in this position, guys, I want to apologize to you because somebody's put that there. Someone has said, you're not good enough, you know, you're there, 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 there. I had a patient 6 months ago, 12 months ago, and I always say this because this is a prime example. He had two sisters, and his father used to give his sisters $50 every Christmas, birthdays, and only give him $25. So what he grew up subconsciously is believing that he wasn't worth $50, and he was less than his sisters, and therefore less than other people. During a session, I got my wife to come into the session and give me a bunch of papers like it was important. But what he didn't see, there was an envelope underneath with $50 in it. So when the envelope was going through the story, I leant over and I give him the envelope and he opens it. There was a $50 that he is worthy today. That he does count. And we both cried and he went out. That guy right now is building a freaking empire in San Antonio. That kind of stuff. You're going to be empowered. When you get there, you're going to be full of energy. You're going to do, you know, go out there and do great things. Just be prepared to change, guys. That's all we ask. Be prepared to change. We're not doing this for money. We're doing it to pass the education that we have, especially me. I'm 62. You know, I'm not going to be around forever. And hopefully I'll retire. So I want to give as many people Me and Adam want you better than us. We want you earning more money, having a happy life, than odds. We've set the stage here. We want to take you here. Because every single human being, unless you have brain damage, of course, is capable of getting there. Most people walk around 45 to 50% of their capability and capacity when it comes to greatness. Let us take you to 100% over the Friday and Saturday. And, you know, we're passionate. If it didn't work, I don't want to be the first one going, hey, Dr. Rollins, this ain't going to happen. You're back away. You know, it's hard to do a conference when you haven't got a huge, huge name like Tony Robbins, because you're putting your life, you're putting everything you have forward. And the biggest fear you have is what if nobody shows up? Well, I'll tell you something now. If nobody shows up, they're not meant to show up. That's what I've learned with my 30 years of doing this. The people that need to be there will be there. And that's all. You know, we're not selling this conference. We're advising you about this conference. We're telling you about it. Whether you come or not, personally, I don't care, to be honest. But if you want to better your life, we're here. We don't need your money. I can tell you now that Adam's a very rich man and I'm a very rich boy. We don't do this for that. Please let us bring this conference to San Antonio to better the lives of other human beings.
I love it. I love it. Who would you say primarily tends to gravitate towards this conference? The backgrounds. Are a lot of these people, have they struggled with addiction? Or are they entrepreneurs? Are they business? You know, not that there's a one size fits all. And obviously, when we're talking about the brain, it is relevant to all of us. But do you tend to see a trend in the people who it especially is resonating with and pulling in?
And I'm scared to answer this question. Let me tell you why.
Yeah, I hear that.
So the reason I'm scared is if you try to please everyone, you please no one.
Yep, that's right.
Having said that, if you saw how diverse our crowd was, the answer is going to sound like everybody.
Yeah.
There were people in that have just started recovery. There were people in long-term recovery that were lost, that want to do something new with their lives. There were doctors, medical, established, well-known doctors in the room. There were a couple event planners. Do you know what I mean? There was legends, like absolute legends that I can't break their name. You know what I mean? Like it was an extremely diverse crowd, 50-50 male and female. Mm-hmm. All colors were represented, all colors of skin. So, you know, maybe I can answer that better for us after round two.
Yeah.
Because our job, we never thought about pleasing everyone. We thought about, you know, Dr. Rob and I are always about how many people can we help?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we ran our lives into the ground when we cared about ourselves, both of us. That's the main thing we have in common. You know what I mean? Think about yourself and run it into the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
So our lives are dedicated to help. But if you go from the people we've helped so far as clients and this, there wasn't one class.
Yeah. Well, and I think you answered the question beautifully, because the reality is it's not like either or, it's both and. It's this idea that if you're meant to be there, then you need to be there, whether you're there because you are struggling with addiction and want, you know, a mindset to overcome, or you're an entrepreneur and need to, you know, break through those limiting beliefs, or you're a mom who's struggling in her marriage because you're exhausted and you need to retrain your brain to live with gratitude and see the positives in your life. Yeah. So I love this idea that there really aren't limitations. Limitation is simply whether or not you feel that you are supposed to be there. So if you are in any way thinking like, wow, that sounds like something I would really benefit from, it's theneuroheroconference.com. You can read more about the conference. We also are going to include the link to buy the tickets. And, you know, for those of you listening who have been here with me before, I just want to give a little personal shout out to this. This is literally what we do in my early morning habit program that we just launched this year. This concept of, for me, what I teach on is emotionally intelligent gratitude practiced through God's word and prayer, and how that revitalizes from the inside out using science and research-based strategies to help clarify these words that get thrown around, but nobody really understands how to actually implement them in their lives. And it goes to show the power of how what we think and believe truly affects our behavior and how well we will thrive on this side of eternity. So if you are interested in more, be sure to check this out. It is a very, very reasonable price. Remind me the price, just throw it out. I remember looking at it and being like, wow, that's incredibly reasonable.
Doc, I don't even remember. Is it 200, 239?
Okay, the fact that they don't know the cost of their own conference, you guys, is proof. They're not in it for the money. I think it is.
I have no idea.
I think it's like $249, you guys, for a 48-hour conference. I have spent way more on a probably less beneficial conference. So it's incredibly well-priced. Is there anything else that you want to encourage people with or throw out there? Where can people follow you, learn more about what you guys are doing?
Obviously, adamjadwin.com or kelly.com, all the social medias. We have social medias out there covering everything that we do. Go find us, go Google us. Come on, like us, friend us. You know, if you want to chat, great. Come on, have a chat with us. We've always got time, even though we're crazy busy right now. But, you know, if you're in that place that we all know, back at, you know, you've lost everything, the wife's gone, the kids are gone, you sat there, come find us and message us. We'll spend as long as it takes talking to you on the phone or on Messenger to get you to the place that you need to be. We'll give you a pep talk that will change your life completely. So just come and find us, guys. Whatever we can do for you, we're going to do for you. I think there's two sponsorships left. We have like 8 spots, we want 10. So there's 2 sponsorship slots left. I'm telling you now, the sponsors are met. The Hanley Center that Adam brought on is mind-blowing, because what they're actually saying, Hanley Effect, what they're actually saying is they believe in what we do. I've lectured at Harvard University. I've written a white paper on between the hospital for Harvard University, and Hanley trumps that. So if they believe in it, and all of your sponsors, get on there. 2 sponsors available. Come and get your tickets. We love you to bits, and I don't know, man. Maybe we'll give you a quick surprise. Hey, we'll give you our books free, how's that?
There you go.
Love it. Well, I really pray God's richest blessing over both of you guys, this conference, and pray that really that the Lord will be present in people's lives and that people will be changed and truly believe just how valuable they have been designed to be, and that they truly can change Clark Kent to Superman. There you go. We all have that superhero in us. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening to the Imperfectly Empowered podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts from today. Leave an honest review of the show on Apple Podcasts and let us know what you think. Remember, your story matters and you are loved.